Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the fifth week of Easter, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, True Peace Through Faith.
A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus said to the disciples, Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me. But I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us be on our way. The disciples, they have had to absorb so much during those days. The empty tomb, the resurrection, the stranger on the road to Emmaus, and now the challenge to feel unafraid, confident, and bold as they go on living without their beloved master. They are challenged to have a sense of joy at what will now be Jesus' new life, a life with his Father, a life that exemplifies all that Jesus came for, to do what the Father has commanded him. And they, the disciples, are called to rejoice in this for Jesus and for themselves. He starts this passage with a call for an acceptance of peace, a challenge to the disciples to take hold of their feelings, that is, to not allow troubled thoughts and overwhelming fears to conquer them, to open their hands and hearts and receive the peace Jesus is offering. Their love for him will no longer be through a visible in-person experience, but one that will take faith. Does he not offer us the same? So that means when the darkness comes, when the troubles overwhelm, when one's heart beats high with anxiety, those are the times to beckon the peace of Jesus and allow it to take over, to try to ignore the hard stuff, to make room in the heart for the peace the world cannot give. I can hear a line from the film Miss Congeniality, a comedy, where the beauty queen candidates say what they think is most needed. One after the other says, world peace. Except for Sandra Bullock, I think her response was a bit more complex, I forget. And the other candidates spoke without a lot of thought, but truly, it is what is most needed. Today's world desperately needs peace, and so do we. The challenge can be overwhelming. The news reports are filled with everything that does not speak peace. So what? We need to cultivate peace in our own corner of the world, in whatever way our own talents can do it. Rise. Let us be on our way.